it's Whitechapel in Canada says, it's not guns that kill people, it's Americans with guns who kill people. Predominantly American white males. They're angry. They're very angry. They're frustrated. They're sick puppies, a good many of them. Psychotic, schizophrenic. Maybe they're watching too much violence. The culture, the pop culture is such a violently driven, the glorification of war. That's a big problem in my mind. The glorification of war, the video games, the movies, we're desensitized to the violence. We see so many murders and the wars, on TV, the reporting of the wars, the games, the movies, it's horrible. It's just absolutely, I think that plays into it too. The fascination with violence and guns and these phony religions they call Christianity. Ugh. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Those problems are difficult for a government to solve, actually, in a free society. But, yeah, I'm very much, I would like, now there's 200 million privately owned firearms out there. And with multi-round magazines and armor-piercing bullets and 40-round clips and assault-type military weapons, and they're in the hands of these psychotic white males, primarily, that's who it is. Psychotic white males. And they're out there killing us. They're killing us. They're killing our women, our children, and indiscriminately. So for anyone to suggest the government doesn't have a role in preventing some of this, I can't accept that. I just can't accept it. How successful can they be? I'm not sure. There's too many guns out there in the hands of crazy people. I've always felt like, for me, it's too late, there's too many guns out there. But for me, I always thought like a rifle, a bolt action rifle that was like 3 rounds, would shoot 3 rounds, a 3-round clip. And a shotgun. People could own shotguns and bolt action rifles with 3-round clips, and shotguns that would, shoot maybe 3 shells. Plug them, that's about all you need. No real handguns. There's no need for people to have handguns carrying them around and endangering us with these handguns. This doesn't make us safer. Matter of fact, it's what's killing us, actually. These Rambos out there, I hear them all over the place, man. I hear them talking about their guns all the time, And they're endangering us, actually, as a society, I believe. It's just a bunch of crazy white people out there with too many guns. Too many crazy white people out there with too many guns, Jim. And they're killing our children and our women indiscriminately. Just like Captain Canada said. Just like Captain Canada keeps saying. We need to listen to Captain Canada. He says it's not guns that kill people. It's Americans, and I would add to that, it's crazy white Americans. It's crazy white people with guns that kill us. And that's the case, buddy. It's sad. It's very, very sad. N4TAT, we'll see you later, but I'll just leave you with this. It's crazy white Americans with guns that are killing us. We need to do something about it. If you were the analogy I would give, if it was a sick puppy, you'd put it in a burlap bag with a brick and throw it off a bridge and drowned it. You'd stuff it down in a burlap bag with a brick and throw it off a bridge. Maybe we need to do some of that here in America. It's just identifying who all these sick white people